The name of this story, You Are Safe. Grandpa Weaver enjoyed sitting under the big shade tree on his comfortable chair. Just now his grandchildren, who were visiting, were playing hide and seek. Base was the trunk of a nearby tree, so Grandpa had a good seat where he could easily see those stealing home to be safe. In this game, everyone was caught but Bruce. Marcus was it and was determined to find Bruce before he could steal home. The others were puzzled, too, where Bruce was hiding, and their eyes followed Marcus as he scouted around bushes on the east side of the lawn. Suddenly, there was a rushing sound from the west side as Bruce raced to touch base. "Safe! I'm home safe!" he panted. Everyone but Marcus cheered his victory. "Where were you when I was over there on the west side?" asked Marcus. "Oh, you almost stepped on me, but I was hiding under that big evergreen that has branches close to the ground. It was hot and scratchy under there. I'm so hot and itchy." "I'm hot, too. Let's stop playing and let Grandpa tell us a story," Marcus suggested. Everyone ran to Grandpa. "Tell us a story, Grandpa. Tell us a story," they chanted. Grandpa was pleased that his grandchildren loved his stories. "As I watched you play and tried to get to base to be safe, I thought about the Bible. Let me tell you about God's plan for people to be safe in the Old Testament. God made very strict instructions how the people of Israel needed to do when someone did wrong. He told them they needed to stone the one who took another's life. He said, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Bruce interrupted, "But Grandpa, my daddy tells me Jesus doesn't want me to hit back. He says Jesus doesn't want me to fight. Now you're saying the Bible says to pay back by doing the same hurting thing?" "Oh, Bruce, your daddy is right," agreed Grandpa. "Jesus came to teach us about love and forgiving. He said, you have heard it been said of old time, an eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also." But before Jesus came to show us the new way of love, God's people had to follow his strict rules. People needed to fear to do wrong. Just like you all need to fear to disobey your parents because you know you will receive a punishment if you disobey. God wanted his people to fear his judgment if they did wrong on purpose. But he also knew things happen where someone gets hurt or killed and the one who did it didn't mean to do it. Maybe men were in the woods chopping down trees and one man's axe head slipped off the handle. He had really been working hard and fast, and when the axe head flew off, it went through the air at a fast rate, striking his co-worker so hard on the head that he died. Oh, what should he do now? He didn't mean to do it. Would he be stoned by the man's family? God had said life for life. He knew the man's family had the right to kill him. Would he have to die now? Where could he go to be safe? It was all an accident. Or maybe a group of young men were having a stone-throwing practice. This was a real way of defense at that time, and practice was needed. But one fellow was just learning, and his throw went out of line, hitting a young man with such force that it killed him. Oh, what would he do? He would have to die because he killed another man. God had said, a life for a life. That fellow's family had a right to kill him, but it was all a mistake. Oh, where could he go to be safe? Maybe one boy was out hunting a wild deer with his bow and arrow. His family needed meat, and he wanted to bring them some. While he was in one side of the forest, another fellow was hunting on the other side, but they didn't know each other was there. The first one saw a deer and aimed and shot his arrow just as the deer leaped away. The arrow went on through the bushes. "Ow, ow, ow!" he heard someone scream. He hurried through the bushes, only to find his arrow embedded into the body of another boy. As he hurried for help, he knew his arrow would cause the death of that boy. Oh, what would he do? Would that boy's family come to kill him? Where could he go to be safe? Well, God knew these kinds of things would happen. God is kind and good. His laws were made because he is a kind God. But he is a just God. So when the children of Israel were coming into Canaan and dividing cities for each family, God planned 48 cities for the family of Levi. Do you remember what job the Levites had? Weren't they the preachers and church workers for God back there? Joel responded. Yes, they were the priests and tabernacle workers, Grandpa answered. But they didn't have a designated area of land as the other tribes did. But God designed for them to have 48 cities throughout the land, and 6 of these were for a special purpose. Let's go over to the sandbox. I want to show you something. Grandpa, you're too old to play in the sand, joked Rachel. Well, I'm going to use it for a map. May I do that? Laughed Grandpa. Oh, sure, laughed the group. Grandpa took a stick and smoothed out the sand. Now let's think of this sandbox as the promised land. God knew there needed to be a safe place for those who didn't plan meanness or hurt, and it happened anyway. So he planned for 6 cities belonging to the Levites to be safe places, or cities of refuge, as the Bible calls them. Grandpa made a circle at the top of the sandbox. This is the Sea of Galilee, which is sometimes called the Sea of Kinnereth. Grandpa showed small streams coming into the sea, and then a larger mark going south from the sea. This is the Jordan River, Grandpa said. We read a lot about the Jordan River in the Bible. It flows south to the Salt Sea, or Dead Sea as we know it now. See how we can make this into a map? There were to be 3 cities on one side of the Jordan River and 3 on the Canaan side. Over here on the west side of the Jordan River is the Great Sea, or the Mediterranean Sea as we now call it. Up here at the top is Kadesh, northwest of the Sea of Galilee. Southwest of the Sea of Galilee was Shechem, and way down here west of the Salt Sea was Hebron. Now on the east side of the Jordan was Golan, east of the Sea of Galilee. Near the brook Jabbok was Ramoth, and down here east of the Salt Sea, near brook Arnon, is Bazer. God was good to plan for these cities of refuge. When one ignorantly or accidentally killed someone, he could hurriedly run to the nearest city he could get to. It may have taken him several days to get there, and he had to get there before the family of the one he killed could catch him. Can you imagine how exhausted and hot he would be when he finally got inside the gate to the city of refuge nearest him? Safe! I'm safe, he probably panted. Maybe some Levites were there to help him, to give him a drink of water and food, and to find him a place to stay. How long did he have to stay? Asked Marcus. Wouldn't his family worry about him? Well, the congregation of that city would have to hear his story to see for sure if it had been an accident. If it was proven to be an accidental death he had caused, he had to stay within that city until that high priest died, who was in charge when he came. At no time was he to go out of the border of that city before that, because if he did, and the family of the dead person would see him, they could still kill him. After that high priest died, he was free to go back to his possessions. Well, it might be a long time until the high priest would die, groaned Rachel, and his family would really be missing him. Well, knowing he was safe somewhere would be better than having him killed, wouldn't it? Asked Grandpa. Remember, God had strict laws, and they had to be obeyed. But God so much loved everyone. He saw they needed help. He sent his son, Jesus, to come as a baby, and when he grew, he taught a better way, a way of love. Now we can confess our sins and be safe in Jesus. He is our refuge. God has always planned a refuge when people choose to obey him. Back there, God made special ways in cities to be safe. God has always loved people. Remember, he saw people couldn't be good, So he sent Jesus to show us how to live and love. Jesus died for our sins. We don't need to run to a city, but God always wants us to pray to Jesus for refuge. Yes, Bruce, your daddy was right to teach you not to fight or hurt anyone. The way of Jesus is a way of love, the best way. We want to choose to always live for Jesus.